western pergola. We are looking westward at the Samaritan neighborhood of Kiryat Luza. Today, the Samaritan community is composed of about 850 members, and it is considered one of the smallest ethnic groups in the world. Half of the members of the group live here, and the other half live in the neighborhood of Neve Pinchas in Holon. These are the only two places in the world where Samaritans live as communities. As we heard earlier, the split between the Samaritans and the Jews began with the return of the Judeans to Zion. Those returning from Babylon brought with them cultural elements from the East that did not exist here previously, such as different handwriting script and different names for the calendar months, while the Samaritans had maintained the custom of the Israelites prior to the exile. To this day, they read and write in Samaritan script, which developed from ancient Hebrew script as it was printed prior to the Babylonian exile. All of the biblical writings composed after the return to Zion were not included in the Samaritan canon. After the return to Zion, the continuation of the Jewish story was composed, including the stories of the return to the land and additional books of the prophets and the writings. These are not part of the Samaritans' holy books. The same holds true of the Mishnah and the Talmud, although these works include discussions of the status of Samaritans in the Jewish context. The Samaritans sanctified what was already holy prior to the exiles, meaning only the five books of Moses. The principles of faith that are most important to the Samaritans are their belief in the existence of one God, the God of Israel, the recognition that there was one prophet, Moses, son of Amram, the existence of one holy book, the Bible of Moses, and one holy place, Mount Gerizim, which they refer to as one word, Har Gerizim. According to the Samaritan faith, every Samaritan home bears a mezuzah, which is a stone slab. The mezuzah is installed above the lintel of the door, according to the Samaritan interpretation of the biblical verse, on the doorposts of your home. The head of each household chooses one verse from the Bible that he likes and feels is meaningful, and it is written on the stone slab in ancient Samaritan Hebrew script. Samaritan children learn to read the ancient Samaritan language with the Samaritan pronunciations from an early age. When they finish learning the five books of Moses, an impressive ceremony is held for the boy or girl who has completed the Pentateuch. During this ceremony, the child reads the last chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Thus, they complete their learning. The ceremony is parallel to a Jewish bar mitzvah, though it's not always held at the age of 13. The Samaritan community maintains a religious lifestyle. The Sabbath is kept as is written. The members of the community only celebrate the festivals that are mentioned in the Bible: Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, Yom Kippur, Passover, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeret. On these three main festivals, Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot, they ascend the sacred mountain, Har Gerizim. The Samaritans are a very hospitable people, and on the festival of Sukkot, it is possible to visit the Samaritan neighborhood and view the unique Samaritan-style sukkahs, embellished with the abundance of citrus fruits. The Samaritan sukkah is located inside of the home, not outside. This tradition developed after the Samaritans were persecuted during many periods throughout history as a way to conceal their customs from the rest of the population. On Passover, just as the Jewish people are commanded in the five books of Moses to sacrifice an offering to God, the Samaritan family also brings an unblemished one-year-old sheep as a sacrifice. At the designated time, the sacrifices are slaughtered quickly and offered in pits atop burning fires. The Passover sacrifice ceremony is parallel to the Jewish Seder night, and after a portion is presented to the family of the priests, the entire family takes home the sacrifice and eats it at the traditional Passover Seder. These are just some of the customs of the Samaritans that show the similarity to their Jewish brothers, but also show their differences. Although they are a closed community from a religious perspective, they are very integrated into their surroundings. For the Samaritans who live here, the big city is Nablus, with all that this entails: shopping, work, schools. The Samaritans living in Holon study at the local public schools, live like any other Israeli citizen, and their men serve in the army. Want to learn more about the customs of the Samaritans? You are invited to visit on any of the three Samaritan festivals and watch their religious ceremonies, or to visit the Samaritan neighborhood in Holon. Now we'll move on to the northern pergola, adjacent to the entrance gate to the Samaritan neighborhood.